There's something you should know about Palestine. The Zionist media platforms are blocking, silencing, and demonizing any who dare to expose their schemes. So let's keep everything light-hearted and happy and fun, and here's 10 unforgivable misconceptions about Palestine. Number 1. The Israel-Palestine conflict has got nothing to do with you.
Wrong.
The Zionists control your life. They control the food you eat. They control your likes and dislikes. They control what you see and what you hear.
You've probably figured out by now that your government doesn't work for your interests.
Well, it's working for somebody's interests. Can you guess who that is?
The same Zionists who operate from occupied Palestine, Israel, are receiving funds from and or manipulating your government.
These Zionists are oppressing the Palestinians,
bombing them, bulldozing their houses, killing men, killing women, killing children, blocking their water supplies, blocking medical supplies, etc.
Heck, even if you're not a Muslim, do you not see that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere?
Number 2, many Palestinians are terrorists.
You're absolutely right. I mean, look at this child.
Clearly a threat to world peace. Thank God Israel saved us from these people and their slingshots. How dare these Palestinians try to claim back their homeland from a foreign occupier?
Do you know there are around 1.5, 1.6 billion Muslims on Earth? If we add up even the most generous numbers, you'll get around 345,000 terrorists. That means that only 0.023% of the total Muslim population actually operates for these terrorist outfits.
But the Zionist media will make you convinced that every Muslim you meet wants to kill you.
The same way that they generalize about Muslims in general, they also generalize about particular Muslim countries.
Don't go no further. Danger.
The Islamic Republic of Iran, for example, is the country which has always opposed terrorism. And did you know that it's actually because of the Iran-led resistance that ISIS was defeated?
That's right. If you are safe today wherever you are from these guys, then you owe it to these guys.
In fact, these guys might even liberate you one day from these morons.
Iran has supported Hamas from the beginning. No guy from Hamas ever bombed you while you sat in front of the telly. Hamas never robbed you of face masks or medical supplies, ventilators or toilet roll. They don't care about you. They don't know you. They certainly don't hate you.
They just want their home back, and they're going to get it.
Number 3, all Jews are Zionists.
No, all Jews are not Zionists.
Jews, good. Zionists, bad. Christians, good. These, bad. Muslims, good. Takfiri Wahhabis, bad.
The Quran actually shows us that some Jews are good and some are bad, while it says,
surely those who believe and those who are Jews and the Christians and the Sabians, whoever believes in Allah in the last day and does good, they shall have their reward from their Lord.
It also says, certainly you will find the most violent of people in enmity for those who believe to be the Jews and those who are the polytheists.
See? Good Jews,
evil Jews, Zionist Jews.
You see, the Quran helps us to differentiate between the good and the bad among the Jews.
If you're saying that they're all good or they're all bad, you're the one who's generalizing.
Ha! Number 4, opposing Israel is anti-Semitism.
No!
That's like saying opposing the brutal Saudi regime is Islamophobia.
No, loads of Muslims, even the majority of Muslims, condemn the Saudi regime.
If opposing Israel makes you an anti-Semite, then I guess
all these Jews, rabbis, and Jewish organizations that oppose the Zionist state of Israel are all self-hating anti-Semites.
Imam Khamenei has clarified, we support Palestine, its independence, and its liberation. The abolishment of Israel does not mean the abolishment of the Jewish people. We support the people and the independence of Palestine. We are not anti-Semitic.
Number 5, Israel is a country.
No, Israel's not a country.
Yes, it is. Google says so.
Who owns Google?
Nobody owns me. I own myself. I would never manipulate information. Why would I do that?
It's a Zio-American, based in California, company. America has spent so much money on Israel and their defense budget, it looks like they're aiming to literally take over the world.
Obviously, they're going to recognize Israel as a nation, but that doesn't mean anything in reality.
Britain's 1917 Balfour Declaration elucidated a concept for the Jewish homeland.
Jews needed their own country, apparently. They couldn't just live like other religions and other minority groups, apparently. They needed their own country.
Why don't you go to some empty spot of land and start your own country there?
No! We want to take someone else's land. Feels nicer.
The Arabs didn't want this to happen. I mean, who would be okay with some random people from some random country coming and saying that your home now belongs to them? But in 1948, America, whose appetite for destruction had not been quenched yet, even after the atomic bombing of two Japanese cities, was the first country to recognize this Zionist abomination. Hey, this is our country, now get out! When they were asked why this country is yours, they simply said because our ancient religious text says so. Today, just like yesterday, Israel is not a country. It's a bunch of highly hostile, militarized people that came from somewhere else, kicked out the natives of Palestine, put up their own flags, and continues to try and expand. That is an illegal occupation, not a country. Now, about this, you might be thinking, well, yes, it was bad what Israel did, and the Zionists came and they occupied the land of the Palestinians, really bad, but now new generations have been born on that land. Surely now they have a right to it since they've been born there. No! In fact, Imam Sadiq was once asked about the one who has taken land without right to it and built upon it, to which he replied, "The building is to be destroyed and the land returned to its rightful owner. The entire lineage of a wrongdoer holds no right." Number 6, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
No.
Number 7, the Jews deserve the land of Palestine because Holocaust. Let's say the history of the Holocaust as presented by the West is perfectly true. Hitler and the Nazis of Germany annihilated 6 million Jews. Did the Palestinians do that? Was it the Palestinians that oppressed the Jews? No. So why, oh why, should the Palestinians have to pay the price for that? They say, well, Britain and America decided. Well, what gave Britain and America the right to give somebody else's country to the Jews? It makes no sense.
I don't get it.
If this Jewish minority simply must have a country of their own, here's a perfect solution. They can fit right here, or here, or here. Number 8, the two-state solution is a solution.
There's no such thing as two states. There's only one state.
Palestine! Number 9. The Zionists are powerful.
No, the Zionists are not powerful at all. They probably have the most heavily funded military in the world.
They have more funding from America than any country or other project on Earth.
And they're still weak.
They can't defeat Hamas.
They lost to Hezbollah in 2006.
Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah
has said that they are weaker than the spider's web.
Imam Ali has stated, "One usurped stone in a house is a guarantee for its ruin."
And Imam Khamenei has said that no such thing as the Zionist entity will even exist post-2040. The Zionist regime has until 2040 maximum before the world changes for a better place forever.
Well, if they're so weak, why hasn't the resistance just gotten rid of them already and liberated Palestine?
Well, there may be one piece of the puzzle which is yet missing, and that piece is you.
Number 10, you can't do anything about it. The enemy wants you to feel powerless. It wants you to feel like you can't do anything at all. And as long as you keep falling for the illusion of them having power over you, they will. You might not be able to go out of your house, but your greatest weapon is right there with you.
You're looking at it.
Hello? Get yourself onto social media, write, vlog, magazines, blogs. Use messenger apps, draw, paint, sketch your love for Palestine. Use the hashtag, write a play, write a script, make a movie, design clothes.
Share this video.
Give speeches, inform others in any way that you can.
Because the freedom of Palestine is the freedom of us all.